You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I hate to...
Is it a daily game, this world?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, you get a new, I guess, a new puzzle every night at midnight.
Okay, Shire is the answer to this one.
Spoiler alert for some people who haven't played yet.
So do it, and then you can share it and say that you got it in 11 seconds.
Well, you share it.
All right, let me ask you something. What can happen faster? Dak gets a playoff to end the game, or you finish this Wordle with the first try now that you know the answer?
The answer is everything. I just gave everybody the answer.
The answer is everything is faster than Dak getting the last playoff. What happens faster? Ryan Fitzpatrick has another kid, or Dak gets his last playoff before the end of the game.
Game?
Yeah. Okay.
Dak wins the playoff game
or Ryan Fitzpatrick has a kid.
Who wins the playoff game first, Texans or Cowboys?
Texans, we've won four and they've won three in our existence. I'm just playing the numbers. Even though the Texans are the worst roster in football, I still think you have to go. Texans with their
yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Oh, right? No, I believe so.
I mean, Well, that's not fair. Are we encumbered by a $40 million quarterback who's a win with but not a win because of quarterback?
No.
Are we encumbered by one of the highest paid running backs in the league who is the second best player on his team and just a guy who just running back on his team and a guy who really is just brought in for certain like short yardage situations and occasional pass protection?
Boy, it's bad. No,
how much money are you throwing away on
David Johnson? We're not settled with that.
Well, he's gone now.
Yeah. Well, we've had Philip Lindsay. We got Rex Burkhead, who we're saddled with that $2 million player.
The old pay too much on a second contract for a running back conundrum.
If I'm the running back association, you're like
public enemy number one.
No, I'm not, because I'm actually okay with drafting running backs in the first round. The analytics people, by the way, analytics are getting y'all's asses kicked on a regular basis now. Your fourth down stuff is getting butchered and bullied. Your running back stuff here, you never draft a running back in the first round. How about you do draft one, you get 5 years, you've got an extra sixth year for your franchise year, and then you let the guy go. Instead of a four-year running back where you're like, man, I guess because you didn't draft him in the first round, instead of a four-year running back where you're considering, well, I guess we kind of have to give him a second contract now, how about you go five, you get first rounder. It has to be reasonable. It has to be later in the draft. And you have to be a team that really needs running back, and you're a pretty good team. I'm not in favor of this in many scenarios. But I don't think drafting a running back in the 20s is dumb at all. You get 5 years guaranteed and then two extra for franchise years. You get 7 years of a running back. If you get a good running back, that's all you really want him. Mm-hmm. 7 years and you pretty much are done anyway. You've gotten everything you can out of that running back in 7 years. That's the way to play it. Not in the top five picks, not in the top 10 picks. But if you have multiple first-round picks, to me, running back should 100% be on the board if you think you've got a really good running back.
Yeah.
This idea that you can't draft running backs in a first because of analytics is dumb. You have to look at this in terms of percentage of time that you are a top-tier or elevated talent, and it vacillates between, you typically get about 6 years. So what happens is, if you're a really good player, you get about six really good years, and then you're not worth it anymore financially. If that's the case, then your second contract ends up being a real problem. You've got two solutions. You can either give a second contract earlier, or what I would suggest is you just play the franchise tag game.
There are so many examples of it. However, you've got I think Kamara's going to be fine.
There are a lot of
Derrick Henry. I mean, you had to give Derrick Henry money. I mean,
he's hurt too. No, that's what I'm saying. You have to. He was a second round pick. You didn't have him for the extra year. You only got him for 4 years. So you had to pay him early. You had to pay him a year earlier. Really, you could say 3 years earlier.
Yeah, but you don't want to out. I mean, if he lasted till the second round, there's a reason he lasted till the second round.
Well, because he's a big running back. He was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah,
he's a good running back. It's just highly unusual to see a 6 foot, you know, 250-pound back. Like, that doesn't usually go first round.
Yeah. When Jay Joe was there, he said it's like tackling Clowney.
It's
like, oh my God.
But you also know he's going to break down, and when he does, it'll be spectacular. Like, he will have nothing left. He also has rare speed.
He also top end speed. Million carries.
He can run a 4.440. Like, he's unusually fast for that size.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to break down, and when he does, it's going to be a problem.
Well, I mean, he had an injury, and now he's back. Guess what? Guess what? If he comes back and dominates the playoffs now, then everybody's going to say, oh, look at Lance. It's ready to pay a running back.
Now, Lance will keep being right because I will win 9 out of every 10 times. You don't even know if you've won with Alvin Kamara. They didn't make the playoffs this year. I mean, great. You paid him, and he is good. You didn't win with Christian McCaffrey, that's for sure. With Todd Gurley, that's for sure. With Ezekiel Elliott, that's for sure. Like, you really have to be careful. Once again, I think that drafting a running back in the first round has its merits in the right situation because it guarantees you 7 years with the running back if you use franchise tag. Or you pay them early, you get them paid early, and then you extend their contracts basically by 3 years to where, you know, you get a total of 7 total years on that contract without having to franchise them. Those are things you can look at. But the other side of it, I get it. You can say, hey, why don't we just have Jerick McKinnon and pick him up before the playoffs and have him whip the Steelers' ass? Why don't we just go get Elijah Mitchell in the 6th round? Well, Elijah Mitchell in the 6th is that's the Shanahan way.
Wow.
It worked for
that dude is.
You know, he lost weight at Louisiana Lafayette. I wrote him up when he was 220 pounds. He lost weight and became so much quicker. He's not. They list him at 200. I guarantee he's close to probably 210 right now because he doesn't look 200 pounds to me. Does he look that to you? That's small for a running back. He looks bigger than that. He was 220 at Louisiana Lafayette until sometime in his last year he lost weight and got down to, I think before the draft, got down to 200 pounds. But I think he's bigger than 200 pounds. He looks like a bigger back than that. But that guy, this is why in zone scheme, I am such a big believer in you don't overdraft running back because you can find zone scheme runners. I'm a firm believer. Watching Alex Gibbs, watching Gary Kubiak, watching Kyle Shanahan, watching Mike Shanahan, zone scheme teams can find running backs. You can just find them. Arian Foster was a great example. Guy led the league. He was the best running back in the league as an undrafted free agent at one point. You can find him. Here's what you have to have. One cut quickness where you plant and go. You have to have good vision. You have to have courage to trust. And then you have to have some burst. If you have those things, burst, courage, one cut quickness, and a little bit of vision, you can be, and you don't have to have Saquon Barkley. Saquon, as a matter of fact, is a terrible zone scheme runner. They tried to do some of that with the Giants, and he's indecisive as a runner. You don't run. You can't have a running back who's indecisive. They have to cut and go. Trust the scheme. You run it millions of times in practice to where it's like muscle memory for a golf swing. You're not even thinking about it. If you are thinking about it, it's a problem. You're running back. Having a running back in a zone scheme is like having a golf swing. The less you think and the more you just feel the process and you just stay out of your own head, it works. It works. It works.
All right. 7378037776. If you want to be a part of the show, what you see this weekend that you want to share with us here on ESPN 97.5.
I'm going to tell you my story when we come back. I got a story. My wife struggled to understand something that boys do, and it really created some extraordinarily awkward moments in the house.
Does that have anything to do
with the shower? No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. That's not a bad guess, but no.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we will hear from her. In the meantime, you got a little insurance.
Text the word money. Text the word money to 232323. You might be saying that's 3 Jordans. You might say that's 3 LeBrons. It depends on your generation, but 232323 is the number you text to, and you text the word money. And what happens is the computer algorithm will ask your address. You'll give it to them, and then they will have a firm quote within 15 seconds. What that means for you is you have now shopped for homeowners insurance without having to spend all this time on the phone, without spending hours on the phone with multiple locations. You've done it in 15 seconds. You've given yourself competitive rates within 15 seconds, and these competitive rates give you a chance to put, on average, the savings are $900. I'm telling you right now, that's on average. There are people who save in the thousands all the time, and you can be one of those people. Text the word money, to 23-23-23 right now for TGSinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 917, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before Lance tells his story, let's get Ahmad on here. He's been waiting. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. What do you say, Ahmad?
Hey, what up, guys? Huge Bills fan here. I've lived down in Houston for the last year and a half, so I've really been able to enjoy your guys' show. That Pats game this weekend was one of the best games I've seen in my life. All the two decades of frustration came out of that. That was beautiful. My question for you guys, right? So, you know, since last year, it seems like since the day after we lost to the Chiefs, everything that the Bills have done was just to play them again in the following year. You know, we drafted the two DNs, round one and two. You know, it seems like Josh Allen has just gotten better. The running game is finally getting going. So just wanted to hear from you guys' perspective. Do you think the Bills have done enough to match toe-to-toe with the Chiefs? And if so, what do you guys think the score is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is the quite possibly the game of the playoffs. It's probably the AFC championship game. Unfortunately, they're meeting in the divisional round. Bills and the Chiefs.
Yep. And same thing in the NFC.
Yeah. You think Tampa and the Rams, or you think I don't think that's the case. Packers and San Francisco is the championship?
Oh yeah, because Tampa's on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, could be.
I don't think so.
Packers and San Fran. I think the winner of that game moves on to the Super Bowl. I'll predict that.
I think the winner of this Chiefs Bills game moves on to the Super Bowl.
I think both. Yeah, I think both. I don't think you know.
Oh, I think Tampa's a real, real. I think Tampa's a much better.
Did you think
be a
that
much
before
better
the
game against whomever than what were your Tennessee
thoughts on
will be?
What were your thoughts on Tampa on Friday when we talked? Are you going to let a win over the Eagles and Jalen Hurts sway you that much?
Well,
they still have the same issues. Jalen, man, was that rough. He did not see the field well at all, wasn't processing quickly, missed out on some easy throws that he just didn't see on the field. Jalen Reagor fumbling twice on punts.
But they looked. They were.
They
a
were.
Mess.
They were.
A total
they
mess.
Were a total.
There's
mess.
No question.
They were a total mess. They were a waste of a playoff spot.
And
honestly,
and then there's Tom Brady, and we'll see. But back to the Bills and the Chiefs.
All right.
The Bills are absolutely, and we're. And let's take a look right now at what the opening line is for that football game. Do you know what it is?
Let me guess. That game is in Kansas City, so I'm going to guess you can't get too tutti frutti about it. I'm going to make it just three.
It is three.
Okay.
It's exactly three.
Because you can't do 3.5 because that's going to entice too much Bills action. I don't think you want 2.5. I think you want to just set it at three, and people are going to bet it one way or another. You can't play with that line, and I don't think it moves either.
And I think
if it does, it goes down.
I think it's a pretty good game. It's a field goal or, you know.
Neutral field, it's even. Basically, they're saying these two teams are even power rating-wise.
Right.
That's fine with me. I can tell you this. I feel like there's a little bit of the swagger coming back to Pat Mahomes now. He has thrown 14 touchdowns, one interception in his last three games against the Steelers.
He looks better.
For whatever it is, he just owns the Steelers. He did look better, I thought, yesterday. And I do think that McKinnon is the right running back for them now. More than Darrell Williams, I like McKinnon's juice more than Darrell Williams. It just also gets to the point, now this is where the analytics people say, huh. Tell us about that running back in the first round thing again.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How many times are you going to say it now?
No. The analytics people would tell that to me. Yeah. With your Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right. They took him at the end of the first round?
And then I could say, well, what if you drafted Jonathan Taylor? Yeah, so shut your mouth, analytic guy. Mm. That's how I would answer back if that happens. Mm-hmm. And then we fight like Cowboy fans fight each other. in stadiums after they lose. By the way, is it not a, like a war-torn area getting out of that stadium?
Oh, my God.
Looking at the carnage of people fighting each other and trying to fight each other. As far as back to the Pat Mahomes thing, which Bills are we going to see? Which Josh Allen are we going to see?
Well, I mean, they did everything. I mean, it was so amazing, and that's a rivalry game against a division opponent. Whether or not I don't want to say, I mean, shot their wad. I'm just saying that's a term. I'm not using it in reference to. I'm just saying whether or not they can bounce back after.
Let me check Twitch real
after
quick.
Such an. It's such an emotional.
Well, I don't even want to follow my story on that one.
I don't know. Hey, so I'll tell you what. I think that's a coin flip. That's a coin flip. And Bills, I think the Bills. We just had them on. I think you'll take it. Oh yeah, I'll take a coin flip against the Chiefs.
Absolutely, and the Bills have the talent to beat them. There's no doubt about it. Now, one thing I want you to keep in mind is the Bills are the same team that created the blueprint. The blueprint for shutting down Lamar Jackson. They had done it early in the season. This is Lamar's MVP year. They created a blueprint, and then Tennessee fine-tuned it and executed it perfectly in a postseason when Tennessee beat the Ravens. Now, clearly on tape, people have found some things that you can cause problems for Pat Mahomes. Clearly that's happened this mm-hmm. year. So now you have a very smart head coach with a defensive background who is going to be, and you have frankly, a guy who I think is a very good offensive coach and play caller with Daboll. You have a very interesting combination of attack-oriented defense and attack-oriented offense. One is schematically defensively, the other one offensively, I think, is you've got a quarterback who gives you Cam Newton in his prime. Well, his prime was really just the one MVP year was the year that people point to. But Josh Allen has that same stuff going on. Big, can run. You have to factor his ability to run. You have to. And I think that's the big equalizer for the Bills is that if Josh is throwing the ball well and he's running, they can win a shootout. They have no problems winning a shootout against Kansas City, I don't think. Playing in Kansas City is going to be tough. They can clearly play in cold weather. That's not a problem for Buffalo.
Right.
And that's been a pretty good defense for much of the year, although New England has shown some cracks toward the end. They started showing some cracks. So, I like the Bills. I'd love to get 3.5, 4, but I don't think that's going to happen. If it goes anywhere, it'll go down. I think it'll sit on 3.
Both teams look really, really good this week, so it's going to be interesting to see if they can continue.
Call it
that.
A premature.
And going on the road, it ain't going to be easy, that's for
instead
sure.
Instead of what you said about shooting stuff,
yeah,
they said call it a premature win.
No, that's not. It doesn't have to be premature to.
What were you talking about? That the win was premature?
No.
Not premature
at all. When,
he's saying that there's nothing left in the tank.
There's nothing left. Thank you. I was looking
so
for.
There's nothing left
because you exerted all of your energy.
They're in the refractory period, as doctors would say.
Premature dominance.
It's not premature. There's nothing premature about it.
Yeah,
it
you wanted to wait. You wanted to wait for that dominance. Yeah, it happened earlier than you wanted.
No, it happened right when you wanted.
No, the dominance did not. It happened earlier, is what you're saying.
You want to dominate again. You just have to wait a few minutes. Okay? That's all. You want to dominate?
Yeah, we call it a refractory period.
It's a refractory.
Hold on. You mean you want to wait a week?
A week. You want to wait a week and dominate
for the
again.
Next game?
Right.
Yeah.
You're dominating again.
Yeah.
Right. But you can dominate again. You didn't. There's nothing. There's nothing premature at all about it.
It happened. Yeah. You
it happened right at the right time.
Save some of those points is what you're saying. Save some of those points for the next game. Right. We said don't score all the runs in this inning.
Right,
save some for the
next
game.
The
next yeah,
game.
Yeah.
When you score 15, 17, 18.
What good did
the
this
next game? You get one.
Yeah,
yeah.
They could have won 20-10 and had a lot of leftover.
Same with Kansas City, though. Yeah. I mean, they left it all out there.
Gave up too many points, if I'm being honest.
They did. That's a shame.
Gave up more than 16.5, which really shouldn't happen. For most of that game, you had a TJ Watt touchdown, and you had Big Ben doing nothing, and then just slop bottom touchdowns at the end.
In other words, did we really need the seventh playoff team, the Eagles and those Steelers?
No, we didn't.
Did we?
Expand the playoffs. It'll be better. It sucked. Yeah. That game sucked. The Eagles shouldn't even have been there.
I think most of the bettors found it was just great.
Yeah, but it was bad
Most
football.
Most of the bookies think it sucked.
Yeah, it was bad football. Right, who was the extra
when
game?
When we come back, your
was the
story.
Extra game?
Your extra game was Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, we don't need expanded playoffs.
Well,
Pennsylvania's got to be eliminated.
If the Colts would have showed up. Of course, we didn't need the Patriots
if
in it
Colts
either.
Colts would have showed up, trust me.
Wait a minute. The team that got blown out the worst was
what
the
about,
Patriots.
What about Ben? We have no chance. We're just going to just play for fun. You're right, Ben. You had no chance.
No chance. Zero.
You scored first, too.
Yeah.
And you had no chance.
No, zero chance. All right. Why don't you, when we come back, you're going to tell your story?
Yeah, I'll tell my story.
All right, when you come back.
I'll tell the story right now of how I hurt my ankle.
We know this story.
With Dr. Latif Nuruddin. Dr. Latif is, when you have an ankle sprain, it can be, there's grade one, the grade two is the really bad one. It's a high ankle sprain. And I thought high ankle sprain was, I thought it was in the upper ankle, but really it's not like that. That's not even what it is. And when you go to Bayou City ankle and foot and ankle, they'll explain everything to you. They can get you the MRI set up. They can get you taken care of, whether it's a grade one, it's a grade two, finding if you have a hairline fracture. These are all very, very important because if you continue to move forward with injuries to your foot or to your ankle that you don't know about, you can really make it worse. You can extend the problems and make the recovery much more difficult. Dr. Latif is a former athlete. He played at Baylor. He's a football player. He understands what it means to get you back on your feet, but he also understands foot care with diabetic foot care, hammer toes, bunions, children's foot issues, skin and nail problems, shoes and footwear. All of this can be worked on with one location, and that's Dr. Latif over at Bayou City Ankle and Foot. Here's your phone number, 281-500-8891. It's easy to remember. 281-500-8891 for your opportunity to get your foot or ankle right. It's Dr. Latif with Bayou City Foot and Ankle.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:32. Yeah, there's so much more we got to get to, and we will tomorrow. You'll be hearing it all day long right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, breaking down. Before we get to your story, the Cowboys were so the dumbest team I've ever seen. Why, when they got the first down on the fake punt, did they leave the punt team on the field to get a delay of game? I mean,
So I had the volume down. Me and my wife were talking about something. I'm watching this unfold. I'm like, what is happening? I said, hold on a second. And I turned the volume up, and I couldn't get to it. Can somebody tell me what happened?
I guess Tony Romo said that they were trying to draw to get
they already had a first down.
San Francisco to call a timeout because they had their punt team on the field and they lined up for a play.
They already and had the first down. What were they doing?
All they did was screw themselves by not having the offense come out and be ready with a play.
Were you going to punt on first down?
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Honestly, you don't know? I don't know why they did that.
They tried to get them to San Francisco to waste the timeout.
Because you're doing something stupid?
Yes.
Like,
lining
what is
up
this
with your
dumb
punt team.
Timeout. We got to figure this stupid stuff. I'm like, no, take a play with your punt team. That's
all right,
cool.
All right, tell your story.
All right, so I have obviously three boys at home. They are currently ages 17, 15, and 13. Apparently they came in. There was some talk, a little hubbub. They're laughing. My wife said, what's going on? The three of them come in the room. And Mason goes, he tried to punch my privates. And then Snacks is laughing. He goes, no, I didn't. He goes, yes. And Mason's kind of laughing. He knows the deal. He goes, tell her what you asked. He said, Snacks goes, no. And Mason goes, he asked, you want crushed nuts with your ice cream? And then he tried to punch my privates. And Snacks, and I immediately put my, we're in bed, right? This is like pretty early in the morning, 8-something. I put my cover over my head because I don't want to, because I'm laughing. And Sebastian says, yeah, you know, yeah. You do that, you say crush nuts, and then you do that. Now it goes, yeah, this is, who started this? And my wife is like, what? Who started this? You don't punch people in the privates. And then
yeah, you do.
And then the boys are, and I'm just sitting there like, she doesn't know the deal. And so Alec goes, yes, it's, she goes, that's not something that people do. And Alec goes, yes, it is. That's a thing. And I said, it's a thing. She goes, no, it's not a thing. And then she started saying this. This is where it got weird. They're all laughing. They know the deal. It's nut tap. You're basically talking about it's a tale as old as time in young male
been
culture.
Doing it forever.
In young male culture, it's not fun.
No, it blows.
On the wrong side of that. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I've never been a nut tap guy.
No,
and, you know,
I'm not either. But I've seen it. I know about it. No. But nut tap is a thing, right? So she basically doesn't understand that culture. I do. All the boys
she has brothers?
Do. She had one.
Oh, okay.
And so
there's no nut tap.
She doesn't. And she starts saying this. I do not want you touching other people's privates. If anyone touches your privates, I went, whoa, 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 whoa. You're not saying it right. The boys are all laughing. She said, what? It's true. You're touching someone else's privates.
No.
I said, no, this is not, you're making it.
It's
this
a
is not.
It's a backhanded thing, first of all.
First of all, you're not saying, this is. Those are not the words to use. I feel uncomfortable you using those words. It's a nut tap. It's also known as a cup check. It's a nut tap. Yes, Aaron?
I thought she listened to the show. Didn't she know? Like Marty Prim, former Ohio State kicker, said Urban Meyer would walk
she
around
doesn't
doing
listen
sack
all the time.
Tap Tuesday.
She doesn't
like
listen all the time.
Nut tap Tuesday? No.
Sack tap Tuesdays with Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I don't
she doesn't
that,
listen
dude.
To all of them. But she kept saying, you're not allowed to touch other people's privates. No one's supposed to touch your I said, Nicole, that's not what this is. And stop saying that. That's creepy. And you're actually being inappropriate right now. Nut tap's less appropriate. Nut tap is much more appropriate than your inappropriate commentary about nut tapping. Somebody makes a funny thing. I'd never heard the crushed nuts thing.
Mm-mm.
So I respect it. You know, ice cream,
which
would you like to crush nuts with your ice cream?
Nut tap, that's all.
But you can't. And I said, listen, that's nut tap. This is, she goes, that's not, I said, it's a thing. You don't know. You're not in little boy culture. You're not in teen culture. You're not in junior high culture. You don't have any idea about, stop trying to tell us what to do.
Right.
We are he, him on this side, okay? You don't get to tell us what we're allowed to do. This is what, I didn't make it up. I don't necessarily co-sign it. I don't want it to happen to me or my boys. But when it happens, it's been going on for years and years. And stop saying touching privates. That's not a phrase that should ever be used on nut tap or anything of its ilk. This is not something for you to comment on. Just laugh. Or just go into the other room, actually. You can laugh about it, but you're not allowed to comment on it. This is our thing, right?
That's right.
I don't comment on...
What?
I don't comment on women's things that
what,
are
like,
women's...
What women's things
I don't
would
know
you
if
comment?
They have... I'm trying to think of something that's similar. Women would never nut tap. They would never do a, you know...
No.
I'm not going to say it. They would don't do twisters.
No.
That's also ours.
Yeah, that's ours. Yeah.
Bra popping. We started that. Listen,
whoa.
Boys started a majority of the wickedness.
You mean
I think, listen, we do the wicked physical stuff that it's not meant to deeply hurt you. It's just meant to injure you for it's short term injury for fun.
That's all.
And it's in the spirit of
and
being
it,
fun.
Part-
what women do is deep psychological torture and looking to make you feel bad about yourself and plant seeds that turn into baggage that last for years and years as mean girls.
Yeah.
Let's look at that way different. You are mean girls who are looking to do psychological damage. We do things like tap each other in the nuts. Not me, but I have to own it because I'm that gender and I have boys. We do things like nut tap and twisters. Wet willies in the ear. I've never seen a girl do a wet willy to another girl. Never
no.
in my life.
No.
Right?
No. But, we torture each other like that. Yeah.
But are you trying to make someone think about, you know, harming themselves when they're 10 years older?
Or
because they've
look
got such...
down and get slapped.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen a girl play BB Britches or do the circle game where if you look at it, you get punched in the arm.
Get pantsed.
Pantsed. I've never seen anyone...
No. Yeah.
Never. We do that stuff.
What is BB Bridges? Wait, you mean...
if you say a B word, you get punched.
Oh.
You can't say a B word. And if you say B word, like...
Hinderbinder.
Like you say book. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. That's if you're in junior high, you say book, then somebody can punch you unless you say BB Bridges real fast. And that wipes it off.
I've never heard of that game.
BB Bridges happened a lot in Lamar
Jr. Jinx, show me a Coke?
Yeah, I mean, there's no physical damage being done there.
Oh, no, you get to punch.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Did y'all do dead legs?
No, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Dead leg, you take that,
frog.
That knuckle.
You frog somebody.
Right on that side. My brother just reminded me of this.
Why do you do that?
Or
the muscle, on the quad muscle, right on the side. If you
Why do you do that? Is there a reason that you do
there's
it?
There's a muscle. If you hit it right.
Oh, no.
No, but I mean, did you earn it because you did something you're not supposed to do?
No, my brothers just did it to each other as we're walking through the mall.
I don't like that.
The other one look like an idiot.
Do you know what horse won the Kentucky Derby? Charlie Horse.
Yeah. Oh, it's a punch?
A knuckle to the...
No girl ever said, do you know what horse won the Kentucky Derby and punched another girl in the leg?
Yeah.
No girl.
No girl ever. Charlie
Horse. But, so that's why my wife can't comment on that. She doesn't understand our culture. That's where we come from. Playing thumps, playing cuts with your fingernail like that, where you cut somebody, you take turns. That's more aggressive with a knife between the fingers.
Mumbly peg?
Yeah, I don't like that game.
No, I don't like that
game. But she doesn't know Slapfest, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't know that this guy, it's in our nature. These people who don't understand that, yes, different genders do have different natures. Your nature is much more deeply psychological, and you look to inflict baggage and damage.
It's the rite of passage to manhood.
Yeah.
You got to play nut tap.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like Charlie Horse. I don't like T-Twisters. I don't like any of that. But guess what?
Don't touch anyone on their privates. No kidding. No kidding. That's not what's happening here.
Did you guys ever play shoot BB guns at each other?
No. Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets, yeah.
It's totally dangerous.
Yes.
Completely put it out. This is why Ralphie's mom didn't want Ralphie to have a BB gun, the Red Ryder BB gun, because she was worried he'd put his eye out. And guess what the dad did? He was like, what? Whatever. Get the kid a BB gun on Christmas Story. It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah. Texas said girls don't play doorknob.
Yeah, but didn't the dad have a lamp that was a leg, a woman's leg?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did she mom took like that?
She broke that too.
Yeah.
Listen, is there a movie called Mean Boys? Now, I'm not going to say that there's not bullies.
Oh.
I'm not going to say there's not bullies.
There are bullies.
There are bullies, but female bullying happens at a much deeper level. And it's meant to be psychological.
No, yeah, and you will need...
And you will have guys who say, you know what, I was an a-hole, I shouldn't have done that, like at a 10 or 20-year reunion. You know what a girl will never say? Oh, you look like, have you lost any weight? Oh, yeah. Oh, great, yeah, you look so much better than high school. Dagger, dagger, dagger. Oh, what's your husband? Oh, do we have a phone call that we need to get to? All right, let's get to Alina. A female listener. Alina, tell us if we're right or wrong.
Alina.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it was just funny because I was just talking to my friends about this recently, and I'm the youngest one out of six siblings. And so growing up, my siblings would always, like, beat the living shit out of me, and I would do the same thing to them. And so it wasn't until, like, high school and college when I realized, like, no, I can't just go up to my friends, girls and guys, and just start beating them up. Because whenever I would go near them and I'd, like, raise my hand or something, they would all start flinching. And it was just funny because it wasn't until way later someone was like, you can't physically abuse your friends, Amina. That's not acceptable. And it was just interesting because people would always tell me, they're like, why are you the way you are? Why do you beat me up when I'm supposed to be your best friend? And I was like, it's because I love you. It's coming from a place of love. But it was really
okay. Would you have been, Alina? Were you considered like a classic tomboy, so to speak?
I think so. And it was probably just because of my brother. We both
How many brothers know, like, did you have? How many were brothers and how many were sisters?
You had six.
Just one brother.
Oh.
And five sisters, yeah.
Wait,
you guys beat the snot out of each
people
other?
People are slinking around when you raise your hand.
Well, don't you, if you do blink, really if you flinch.
Alina's brother. Making people flinch really just by raising her hand.
We do it to each other.
Yeah, well, that's great. No, that's how you should grow up. You should always worry about flinching.
I'm telling you now, You growing up in five girls now, four sisters, one brother, and you end up making people flinch because they're so worried you're going to beat them down. That's unusual.
No.
That's unusual to me for that to happen.
But she grew up right. That's how you're supposed to grow up, worried about flinching. And then if you do flinch, then you get a shot. Then you get a shot to to wherever, a shot in the arm.
Yeah, we call it two for flinching.
Yeah, two for flinching. That's right. That's how, Alina grew up. She grew up right. I love that. 945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next, but right now, a little jab.
Side jab. Hector and his squad are going to rebuild, re-energize your product, your brand, your company. Small to medium-sized businesses, listen, you got competition. How do you stand out from your competition? You may be the best business out there in your particular area of expertise, but if your website doesn't show your work, if you do not have integrated video, or you do not have an easy way for people to see what you're doing and connect with you, you're old school and you're going to go the way of the dinosaur. I mean, I hate to say it. Word of mouth is still obviously very, very important, but you need a home base that shows off who you are and what you are. And SiteJab can help you build that, whether it's an extravagant multi-layered website or whether it's something, a one-pager, a one-sheeter that's very, very simple. They can build it. They can integrate e-commerce for you. They can do video integration. They can shoot the video. They can help you with brand awareness. They can help you with logo design. They can even do social media management. They have all these suite of products, and they're right here in Houston, over two decades of experience, and they kick major ass, and I mean that. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Witt, and GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
There's a study out, Lance. It says face masks make people look more attractive than they are. True or false?
True.
It is true.
It is true.
It is true.
I mean,
should we adopt face masks forever, even when we don't have a pandemic? Because, well, people just look better.
There are some people who say they like wearing it because they feel more confident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at some point the lights come on.
Yeah. You know what? When you see people after they take their mask off, sometimes it's not nearly as appealing.
Well, they definitely do look different.
Yeah.
They definitely do look a lot different when you don't have the mask.
Yeah. So I think maybe we should adopt them forever. You know, just in restaurants or whatever. Apparently, Lance, it's not going to be easy. Apparently, you're going to have to go to Mexico to get your cornflakes. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, Mexico has seized 380,000 boxes of cornflakes, Special K, and other Kellogg cereals, claiming the boxes had cartoon drawings on them in violation of recently enacted laws aimed at improving children's diets.
What now?
Yeah. They seized 380,000 boxes of Kellogg cereal.
They're
up next.
That's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Kona Brewing Company has launched Game Day Hammock in your living room. Do you want to watch the games in a hammock in your living room?
100%. Yeah. Although I've got a zero gravity chair. Have you ever been in one of those?
No.
It lifts your legs to the perfect angle, takes any pressure and all pressure off lower back. Oh, it's
good?
Really good.
Oh, nice.
I've just got it for outside. The one in your house, you know, that's like $3,000 if you're interested in a $3,000 recliner that's zero. My dad got one, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever. He's also got degenerative back issues, so,
well,
you know.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Doctors are out there urging people to not boil chicken in NyQuil. It's called sleepy chicken, and it's a TikTok trend, but they feel like, have you ever thought about boiling your chicken in NyQuil?
So Thai Gourmet has drunken chicken.
Right.
Or drunken noodles. They have drunken noodles. And I don't know what makes them drunken, but maybe it's got a lot of alcohol in that. Sleepy chicken sounds like something that with chicken being boiled in what?
In NyQuil.
That sounds like something a Houston rapper would be talking about in a song, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be in a rap song soon. chicken. Because it's a TikTok thing.
Now my chicken's so sleepy. Oh, so creepy. Man.
Oh, they chopped and screwed sleepy chicken again.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Apparently, somebody screwed it.
Grand Rapids, Michigan police are none too pleased with a man who was uncooperative with them. Apparently, he got shot in the head. And he was,
I don't know
if that had anything to do with him being uncooperative. Maybe he really didn't have the faculties to talk too much. I don't know.
My goodness.
But, man, the police in Grand Rapids are tough.
That is terrible.
All right. Fans at Disney World reportedly waited almost 7 hours for dragon-shaped popcorn bucket. Would you wait 7 hours for a dragon-shaped popcorn bucket?
Let me help you with this. You can just say, would you, and Disney, and the answer is no.
You're not a big Disney
fan? I have 0%.
Hey, that's where my money's coming from.
No, I hear a lot of people love Disney. Yeah. Like grown people. Grown people love Disney.
No, I love
Our
Disney.
Our boy Uncle Freddie loves Disney.
Right.
I have 0% interest in taking out a $15,000 loan so my kids can yell and scream at someplace extremely expensive.
It's what it
is. And fight with each other. Yeah.
Right. Well, your kids can do that for free at home.
Free. Nut tap, also known as would you like crushed nuts on your ice cream?
Right.
Also known as don't touch people's privates, apparently.
Right.
If you don't know, you know, how to actually phrase it.
Italian police are none too pleased. Apparently, they were sent pink face masks to wear on duty, and they're fashion conscious in Italy, and the police are refusing to wear pink face masks. Would you like a pink face mask?
I don't care. I don't even like wearing any of them right now.
Huh?
I don't like wearing any face masks right
now. No, I know. Me either. I'm not big.
If you require them, I will. But if you don't, if you say, we'd like for you to unless you're fully vaccinated. Oh, that's me.
That's me. Yeah, I'm vaccinated.
Oh, that's me. You're talking about me. So, no thanks.
Apparently, Norwegian cruise ship canceled its voyage, mid-voyage, amid COVID-19 related issues. And all their passengers were stranded because...
Haven't we heard this? Didn't we hear this when original COVID came out?
Can somebody tell me why they would go on a cruise ship right now? Can someone please explain to me? If you go on a cruise ship, you deserve to be stranded somewhere.
That was the original COVID buster.
Yeah.
Wasn't it when people were stuck there? We've been here for 2 months. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
It's on you.
We all have to stay in the house except for me and John to do radio from places. John, who plays golf.
FedEx wants to install anti-missile lasers in its cargo jets.
Hey, here's something. How about you install more employees so my stuff actually gets where it's supposed to go on time? How about you install that?
How about you don't put it on a train in L.A.? Have you seen this?
It's the most... My opinion of L.A. has gone down so much over the last 3 years anyway. That is unbelievable. Basically, marauders just... bum rush the trains and steal all the stuff off of there.
It's not one time.
They need to have armed guards on there with rubber bullets.
They just said, you know what? It's fine. You take anything you want off the
train. Amazon can forget it. Your Amazon package is getting jacked on the trains in LA. That thing was the mess on the side of the tracks is unbelievable with empty packages and whatnot.
Right. Do you think though?
This is Billy the Kid?
Why is FedEx, are they in like in an air war here? They want anti-missile lasers. FedEx wants it to install a missile defense system that directs infrared laser energy toward an incoming missile to interrupt the missile's tracking of the aircraft's heat. When are FedEx planes being shot down now?
Well, they must be delivering something great because they can't get our packages on time. 4 of my last 6 haven't come on time. I put it on Twitter. I found out. Oh, this is a huge issue. Now, they can charge you for overnight. They haven't stopped doing it.
Oh, no. Well, of course they won't. Hey, we're done. Charlie Polillo's next, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you had fun. Stay away. Come stay away with me.
Bye, bitch. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.